Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. Today I'll be talking about an interesting High Court decision on defamation and Google. I'm recording this podcast on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal, Ngunnawal and Ngambri people. I pay my respects to their elders past and present, and I acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. Today we're asking, did Google just defame me? Or more correctly, we're asking if it defamed a Melbourne lawyer. I've often wondered about people like Google. I say people, they're a legal entity as an incorporated body. But I've often wondered about search engines and whether they could ever be on the hook for defamation because they give people access to articles. I knew that they weren't, but hadn't really thought about why. I was fortunate to come across a really excellent article by a barrister named Parisa Hart. It was published in Ethos, which is the Law Society of the ACT Journal. It's published in the last issue of 2022. She's done a case note, Google LLC against Defteros, 2022, HCA 27, and it was decided on the 17th of August 2022. So this case looked at whether Google was a publisher for the purposes of defamation law. I'll tell you a little bit about what the court found and also give you a wee bit of background. Now, ordinarily, I would go to the High Court judgment itself and go through that, giving you a summary of what happened. But this article is so good that I need to give full credit to it and say that instead I'm going to rely on it to give you a bit of background and then talk you through what the case was about. But I'll do it really simply because it's actually a pretty simple decision when it comes down to it. So there was a criminal lawyer and his name was Mr. Defteros, and some material was published about him in The Age, the Melbourne newspaper. Now, he was Google searching his own name, I suppose. No, I think someone made him aware of it. That when you put in his name, a snippet appeared on the Google search result. It was a heading, Underworld Loses Values Friend at Court. And then a little further snippet, June 18, 2004, pub bouncer turned criminal lawyer George Defteros always prided himself on being able to avoid a king hit, The Age Online. So his position was that the article that linked to contained defamatory material, and he was suing Google for publishing that material. Now, his first instance decision was in favour of him. The judge, Justice Richards, found that Google did publish the material. Google appealed to the Court of Appeal, and the Court of Appeal also thought that Google had published that defamatory material. It was suggested that, first of all, they were publisher, and second, that while the snippet itself didn't contain anything defamatory, it was said that it enticed readers to move themselves onto a defamatory article. So these were the sort of basic arguments being made. So the High Court of Australia found that it was wrong to conclude that Google had published that material. The court found, and I'm using an excellent little heading from the article I'm reading, they found that a hyperlink is merely a navigating tool and is content neutral. The court looked at what really happened here and they made an analogy. What if I went and asked for directions from someone? Where can I find this journal article? Where can I go buy it? And say that journal article contained defamatory material. The court's saying you wouldn't charge the person giving directions to that journal with defamation. They found that the service performed by Google is analogous to that. Now, there was some previous law in relation to material on the web where it was found that material was defamatory and that people publishing that material were engaging in defamatory things. But that was really, really different. That you might recall that we spoke about the Voller decision. That's Dylan Voller, the chappie who was popped in a spit hood and otherwise treated fairly poorly. But there was an article published online about him in which comments were sought, you know, in the infamous comments section that you're told to never read. And they were sought and they were defamatory. So, but that's a really different thing. That's not Google. That is an online publisher enticing people to make comments or inviting them to do so at the very least. So the court thought this is a really different thing. It's just like someone putting up a signpost to help someone find their way to something. And it was important also that the snippet that they popped up, it didn't contain anything defamatory at all. So in short, Google isn't the publisher of defamatory material. It might give people a signpost towards it, but they're certainly not publishing. Now, it wasn't a unanimous decision. There were dissenters. Justice Keane and Justice Gordon both separately dissented. They thought it was sufficient to establish that Google facilitated near instantaneous access by hyperlink to the publication. And they felt that there was a symbiotic relationship between Google and The Age. So they thought that the publication of the article, the defamatory article, couldn't have occurred without the assistance of Google. So this was Justice Keane's view. Justice Gordon said that Google obtained commercial benefit from the search engine, and they thought that they had a common intention with online news providers such as The Age by facilitating access to the article. And so Justice Gordon thought, well, Google actually did intentionally publish it by providing the hyperlinks. Justice Gordon thought that the fact that the user had to click on the hyperlink was irrelevant. So that's pretty interesting. I don't know what you think about whether Google is a publisher or not. The position of the High Court at the moment is that it isn't, but you can see there's some dissent going on there. So I thought that was a really interesting article by Parisa Hart. It's a pretty good summary of what I imagine was a fairly complicated High Court judgment. So there you have it. Because I have a general interest in what's going on with defamation law, because frankly, it's an area I never worked in, so I'm always quite fascinated by it. I hope that you found this interesting. I chose it because I think it's interesting. And for the moment, Google's off the hook. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I hope you found it interesting. I found it very interesting doing the background reading for this one. Have an excellent day.